I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of
Legends Only,
your weekly pop culture podcast where we talk about
Legends Only.
I'm T. Kyle.
And I'm Bradley. Oh, we did it for the first time. Our names. Mm-hmm. Hi, everybody. And welcome back. And we have some very exciting news to kick this off.
What?
The soundboard.
Oh. I was like, wait.
Oh, yeah. Unless we're keeping it subtle and we're just going to drop it in.
We'll just, you know, surprise everyone.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's been a technology upgrade.
Yeah, literally.
Keeps getting better.
A couple more wires. Yeah, a couple more strings.
We're actually drowning in wires right now. It's just, if you could see, we're sort of like entangled.
Yeah, I'm tangled too. I'm drowning in wires. But, yes, you know, so get ready. We'll just
happens when T. Kyle has a week off.
Honestly, I can't stop. At it again.
You can't stop.
The things I do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that is that. So that's sitting on my lap, ready to go at any moment. Mm-hmm. And also, to start off, we just want to say shout out to our patron. Fuck, I say it wrong every single time.
Patreon.
Legends Only fans. We want to thank you for your support, because your support gets...
Because we're thankful for the blessings.
And the subscribes that you give to us. By my side. You're like, oh, you're all clicking and you're like unsubscribe. Yeah, but because of you and your support, I get to do things like buy new equipment, to do things like this.
It's going to be so bad.
Okay,
ready for it.
So thank you. So shout out to all of you Legends Only fans. Mm-hmm. And anyway, shall we start off by discussing
the latest breaking news?
Brad, that was awful.
You know what?
Let me break my foot. Okay, you want to go there? I'll go further.
Oh, we got references.
We sure do.
Living legend, our queen, the reason we are even podcasting at all.
Yes.
Brittany Jean has had a foot incident. She's broken
metatarsal.
Metatarsal.
That is one thing I do know.
Oh.
Tarsals are feet, mm-hmm. and carpals are hands. So it's like metacarpal, I think, or carpsal.
Like carpal tunnel.
Yeah, like that.
Yeah.
So like the carps on the hands and the tars is on the feet.
Physicians only. Coming soon.
Yeah. PhD.
Yeah, so poor Brittany hurt her foot, broke the metatarsal.
Yeah, in her foot.
In her foot by dancing. I'm assuming she was dancing to Billie Eilish's Bad Guy one too many times.
Honestly.
A snake fling gone wrong.
Or like a backhand spring.
Honestly, that's true, too. She does tend to do that with her yoga that she thinks she's a beginner at, which she's done for a decade.
I mean, I can't run a mile. So, like, if I tried to do a cartwheel, I would break the my ice. Arm in half.
Yeah.
So,
the arm. So, we found out because Sam, her boyfriend, posted a little update from the, I think, the hospital. It looked like it.
It was, like, in the hospital.
Yep.
In a gown. Like, you could see the sheet that they close.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. There was, like, a dinging in the background. Mm-hmm. And she looks cute, though, actually, the filter. Mm-hmm. She looks cute. And he revealed that she's in a cast.
Yeah.
And they wrote Stronger on it. Mm. Always time for a reference.
Yeah. Are you guys ready for one more?
Yeah, we have to stand that even through the hardest of times, she's still pulling out references for us. Well, obviously, on a serious note, we want to wish her a speedy recovery. We did see pictures of her, paparazzi pictures of her in a boot. Like, there was, like, a boot.
So, did they take the cast off?
I don't know. Like, I feel like, so this has already been, like that was the past, maybe? Or maybe they thought it was a sprain at first, and then it would, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't.
I have no, you know, the timing with these things is always a little bit questionable in the world of Britney.
Yeah.
With what we see on social. Regardless, we hope that she is on the mend. That she's got her leg up watching Sex in the City with a lot
her man.
Yeah, cheesy grits and her man. And
I will say, though, the fact that nothing leaked about this from the hospital, I thought was very nice to see.
Yeah.
Like, if this had happened 10 years ago, all those nurses and everyone would be selling their stories to TMZ and, like, exposing everything and trying to get coin.
I'm actually shocked it wasn't a story that she went to the
nothing,
hospital.
Like, it just was like, oh, surprise. Yep. Not that I want to see. I appreciated that there was respect given to her as a human, because there's been a lack of respect and privacy in the past year. And so it's nice to know, for at least for me, that, like, there's people out there that are respecting her as a human and not, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Anyway.
It's a good point. We hope that she is enjoying her downtime, that the bone comes back stronger than yesterday.
It will. I mean, if she's already in a boot and walking on it, I feel like, you know, she's not on crutches, which is...
Right.
So hopefully it's just something really minor.
She's a pro.
What do they call it? Hairline?
Oh, like a hairline fracture.
Yeah. If it's just something, like, minor.
We're so good at being medical.
Yeah.
She's a pro. She's had, what, how many knee surgeries? At least two?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she busted her ankle at Piece of Me.
That's true.
And she was back. She
bounced right back up. But in the meantime, we're taking issue with something.
Yeah, we are.
We're pissed.
Yeah.
We are mad.
Mm-hmm. There are things that we need to address.
Yes.
First of all, and second of all.
First of all. The Instagram stories.
It's got to stop. We know that In The Zone just launched. They need those ticket sales. They need that press and that promo. But it looks so bad.
Yeah.
Really.
It is so out of control.
It's so bad. I haven't actually watched because it literally makes me, like,
cringe.
But I believe that somebody keeps putting In The Zone tickets now, and then it's sandwiched in between, like, 5 million TikTokers and then another, like, ticket swipe up.
Yeah.
Disgusting.
Yeah.
Disgusting. I hate it. And I hate it because we know that she's, like, recovering / generally that she hasn't been great the past however many months, years. So it's, like, it contributes to this whole feeling of grossness.
Yeah.
Of, like, just let it.
Like, do your zone. Have your little moment.
Have your zone.
But, like, get off her Instagram. Log out.
It doesn't help the case of all these people who are speculating about what she's up to and, like, what's going on with her. It doesn't help that it looks like they're using her for sales.
She didn't even go.
She doesn't want to go.
And it's, like, down the street.
Exactly.
Like, she could literally Uber. She could take the pretty girl's Uber.
She could.
To the Kmart that they put the zone in.
Boom, boom, baby. Pick her up in her Mercedes. Take her to that Kmart that's painted over pink.
She didn't even go.
She didn't even go. I don't like it. I don't like that I have to watch. Oh,
please. You enjoy watching James Charles.
Oh, I do, actually. Yeah. So,
but not on her Instagram story.
No. It's so cringe. But, like, to have it be validated by her retweeting it is so, like, ooh.
Right. Like, do a makeup tutorial with James Charles.
Oh, speaking of do what, she also, she, in quotes, posted that physical / toxic mashup.
Uh-huh.
Which was, like, fan-made with, like, somebody on YouTube with, like, 6K subscribers. I'm like, why are they you know, for all the takedowns they do of every unofficical mashup and all that stuff, obviously Dua re-Instagram that and was like, oh my God. But it's just weird. It's all so, no. What they're doing with the Instagram story is so tacky looking. It's all these preteens doing that same, like, Britney.
I mean, it's just appalling. it sickens me. I woke up this morning, I was so in a rage about what they are doing.
Us.
Sorry.
You know,
yeah,
they just...
I don't...
It all boils down to, like, they are not helping themselves look good.
No.
Leave her Instagram story alone.
Literally.
Leave Britney's Instagram story alone. That's our takeaway from this. So
I do like the TikTok remix that everyone's doing.
Yeah, it's like a cheerleader remix of Baby.
Yeah, basically the cheer mix.
Yeah, cheer season two.
They should do, someone should do a routine.
Yeah, Coach Monica heard it and she's prepping Lexi right now.
My loneliness.
Gabby tumble.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would have a really good routine. You could, like, throw someone up and it'd be like the basket tosses could catch.
Yeah.
Boom, boom.
Oh, yeah.
That's what it's called, right? A basket toss? Or is that basketball?
It's both.
Whatever.
They both do it.
They both involve baskets and tossing. Yeah. So anyway,
the moral of the story is we hope that she's recovering and that her team lets it go, Frozen style. Just let the Instagram story go.
Anyway. Not all is bad in the Britney world.
Right. We look at the bright side of things.
Yeah. Well, I just realized that we're going to have, like, a bright side and then it's going back to, like, something in music news.
Yeah.
So
are you guys getting nostalgia for It's Britney Bitch right now? The year is 2020.
Oh, can you believe
Britney's Instagram is a mess.
Well, speaking of Britney podcast, I don't know about you.
Oh, no.
But I am still getting DMs from people who are, like, in the middle of it still.
Yes. That,
like,
oh, all the time.
We're late to the moment.
Yeah.
And are still in the moment and are really enjoying the moment.
Yeah.
And so I think that's kind of cool because, you know, it's timeless.
Yeah. It's, you know, it stands the test of time.
Mm-hmm. That's what our goal was. I was I want this to be like a time capsule of, like, iconicness.
Oh, it is.
And people are enjoying it.
I get
that
too.
So I'm proud.
Same. Mm-hmm. I'm happy about that.
Yeah.
And we are actually going to right now take you back to the year 2008 for this next update.
Oh, yeah. We are. Because, you know, she's an icon. She's a legend. And she's back on the charts.
Back on the charts. Can't stop her. The foot tried, but she can't be stopped.
Nope.
Ladies and gentlemen, Womanizer charting on the YouTube charts.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't think we could do it. We don't know why they did it.
Yeah, it is, like, skyrocketing up the charts.
Yeah.
With, like, some of the biggest hits of the past year.
Right.
Wasn't it, like, number 7?
Yeah, inexplicably.
So, okay, the chart is most viewed videos in the past year, right? Or something like that?
I think it's, like,
top 10.
The real-time top 10. Like, it's just of the week.
Oh, okay.
So I think it was, like, Jeffree Star's palette reveal, Womanizer.
Tones and I was up there.
Tones and I.
And then, like, Womanizer.
Yeah.
You know? And then there was an article that went out that was, like, unexplainable reason why.
BuzzFeed
and I was like, I could give you 10 reasons why. Yeah. It's a good video. It's a good song. Would you like me to continue?
Right.
She's an icon.
Why are you questioning it?
Yeah. Like, what do you mean inexplicably?
Why? Why not?
Give you 20 reasons why Womanizer could chart in 2020.
Exactly.
Now we just need Give Me More next.
Exactly. The other thing is, the frustrating thing with that is, like, Womanizer went number one. Why don't you guys trend a different video? Like, why don't we?
Oh, right.
Can't we?
Can we start trending Ooh La La?
Right.
Womanizer did go number one.
Yeah.
People forget.
They do forget.
Not on this podcast.
No. We remember.
Which is difficult to get. Not everyone has that.
No. But for some reason, we're trending this video when really we've got plenty of justice for countless other songs that we need to be doing. So I know you're all bored out there and you're very desperate for news. So why don't you just rally up the army and stream? What do we need? A number one?
Glory.
All of the Glory songs.
What else didn't really get justice?
I mean, well, Toxic didn't go number one.
That's true.
Which is crazy.
But we don't need any more Toxic.
We don't need Toxic.
We don't need Toxic People.
No.
We don't need Toxic, the song. What's that saying?
Oh, yeah. No more Toxic People. No more Toxic energy, like just toxic. Yeah, but then it says,
and I want to change that.
Yeah.
To no toxic energy, no toxic people, and no toxic by Britney Spears.
We've had glory.
We've had enough. Yeah. Slave for You.
Honestly,
didn't go number one.
No, not at all.
So we could have justice for that.
Yeah.
Also, the Circus music video is so good. I feel like they need to put all of those in HD.
Oh, what's
like,
the concept for that video? Because I'm trying to forget what...
The concept for the video Circus is basically about, you know, a circus.
Thank God we made that soundboard.
Honestly, what they should do is they should back catalog like the Spice Girls did and put all the old videos in HD.
Yeah.
So, like, we need stronger
It literally
up there.
Took 20 years to get the HD VMAs performances that MTV finally put up.
Yeah.
Like, or as HD as they could.
Yeah.
But
they should do that.
They should.
Well, you know, there's a free idea.
Guess what, team? You can stop uploading things to her Instagram story and start uploading her videos in HD.
Oh, well.
Now we said it.
Yep, and stop paying Brad. No,
yeah,
I'm kidding.
Stop
Joke.
Paying.
Sorry, I'm sorry. That was
no, it's fine. Stop paying me off. I'm done. Stop taking me on yachts and playing me B10.
Well, speaking of B10.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of B10. Right. So the girls who are very bored on the internet have decided that she is recording a cover album.
Yeah, there's a rumor.
There's a rumor.
Tired of
rumor
them starting.
Rumor has it.
Oh. Only no rumors. Only rumors by Lindsay Lohan. And exactly. Rumor has it by Adele.
Yes.
Well, yeah,
we're tired
a rumor
of them starting
on the internet.
Yeah.
That Britney has recorded a cover album.
You know,
it literally someone just commented. I think.
Yeah.
They were just like, I heard it.
Right. And then there was
like, oh my God, I'm shaking.
And then there was a snippet of what sounded like the most basic Britney impersonator singing "Shallow" by Gaga.
Yeah.
We'll get to singing "Shallow" by Gaga later on in a moment, but. It didn't even really sound like her. Yes, there was the baby voice, but it didn't really sound like her. Come to find out hours later, it's just some girl in a webcam singing that they pitched up and put to a soundtrack.
Yeah.
I mean, girls are
bored.
Well,
actually, Legends Only exclusive.
Yeah.
I actually have a snippet of Britney doing Heavy Metal Lover.
Oh, do you?
And I can reveal it right now.
Oh, do it right now. Cover knee.
See me in court, RCA.
Cover knee coming out September 2020.
Leaked snippet.
Rivaling Adele's album.
Yeah. Britney's covering Born This Way in 2020.
That's been her master plan
Sorry,
all along.
I just wanted to shout out Heavy Metal Lover because I've been listening to it all morning.
Anyway, I don't think that's what she's doing.
No.
But, you know, all of the boys and all the girls are begging to hear something from Britney. So that was the latest rumor of the week. Sure. Let's, you know, run with it and go wild. Also, like the moment Sam said she broke her foot from dancing, of course, a full rash of people being like, oh, she's rehearsing. It's like,
oh.
Are you kidding me?
No, she was probably just working out.
She probably was just working out or yeah. Yoga or I'm so tired.
Well,
I'm so tired.
So if Britney were to do a cover album.
Oh. I already know the album.
Tom Steiner, My Prerogative. You could throw those on there because
yeah.
I feel like they're, well, speaking of underappreciated things that don't get enough attention.
Yeah.
Those two.
Yeah.
Could be up there.
True.
You Ought to Know.
Yeah.
She could also release.
Yeah.
The studio version
Please.
Of that. What else?
I Wear Out that SoundCloud version.
Oh, it's so good.
Let's Give Him Something to Talk About.
Oh,
she did
that's
that
true.
Live.
Mm-hmm.
What else do we need? I mean, as far as songs she hasn't done yet,
anything. I mean, like something that would fit.
Well, I want her to do Janet's Control.
Ooh,
like, I feel like that's the moment.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Paula Cole, Feel in Love from when she did Stages. She was like, "This is my favorite song," and they put it on, and she like vibes with her hairdresser.
Right.
There's plenty of options, and she's got downtime.
Yeah. So, I mean, there is a concept there.
There's a concept.
It's just I don't think it's actually, it's not happening. Like, I don't think it's real.
No.
So, A Boy Can Dream Within
a Dream.
A Boy Can
Dream Within a Dream.
So, anyway, I feel like that's all the Britney news.
Yeah.
That's going on. It's been a while.
References aplenty.
And the girls are also asking if we're doing a 2019 episode.
Yeah, I still need to, like, work out some things in therapy before
I don't know.
Get to that year.
Never say never.
Never say never, but...
I don't want to be negative.
Exactly.
I don't know if I'm ready to talk about all those things yet.
No, and I also think so
there's
many
a lot
things
that
are still
people
in
don't
progress.
Know about me that I want them to know.
Yeah.
We'll have a for the record moment.
We need a for the record moment about that year.
Could you imagine if we were YouTube vloggers and we were like recording that whole time and then we could do like a Shane Dawson series where it's like the drama trailer and it was like the day we got canceled and we had like live footage of it.
Yeah. Ugh. And it's just like me checking my mentions and like crying.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, those were dark times. It's almost been a year.
Good times. Good times.
Anyway. Moving on from that.
We're moving on. We're moving forward.
We are moving forward and we're moving down into the subway.
Down and up and down. Yeah, so we referenced Stephanie Germanotta's Shallow.
Oh.
And somebody just...
My Stephanie Germanotta. I don't have that in the soundboard,
We'll
sorry.
Have to include it.
This is like a limited version. This is a test version. I didn't want to go too far yet.
Understandable.
Yeah.
Well, the Italian girl from New York City just got completely upstaged by the English singer-songwriter herself, Charlotte.
Mm-hmm. The new queen of pop.
New queen of pop.
Taking the internet by storm.
Charlotte Aubrey. Aubrey? Aubrey.
I think Aubrey.
Aubrey.
Yeah.
We're going to go with that. Viral singing legend appears in a basically like a prank video where he goes up to people and he's like, finish the lyric.
Mm-hmm.
If you haven't seen it, it's gone super viral. She now has almost 250,000 on Instagram, became verified, all that.
Oh, yeah. She went from like 8,000 to...
Yeah.
300,000 overnight.
The voice is there. You know, there was that debate at the beginning of this whole thing, like, was it staged or not? I think, like, of course.
Probably.
But I don't think they thought it would go this far.
No.
Because you do, I think he's done those videos forever.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, you can have, like, a professional singer as a surprise, but I don't think anybody thought that it would be, like, this. Where
right would take like over memes.
Gay Twitter has gay Twitter. Come in with the memes, putting her head on every iconic cover.
Mm-hmm.
We stand forever.
The Star Is Born poster.
Oh my
and
god!
And they put the billboard up, and it says Charlotte. Yeah, I mean, I think it was staged, but yeah, like you said, you can never predict what the internet's going to take.
No,
off
I would never be like. Obviously, this is going to take the world by storm.
Yeah, no.
It's just a professional singer, which you hear all the time in the subway. But she's a very, actually very good singer. And she's got all these videos of the past songs.
Mm-hmm.
I think there was one of her doing, like, Always Remember Us This Way from Shallow from, oh my God, Star Is Born 2. And the Gaga Daily forums are just like, wait a minute. She's really coming for our girl.
Well...
Sorry, if LG6 doesn't hatch quickly, Charlotte 1 is about to take over.
I mean, she's also just like serving like Farrah Fawcett.
Oh,
meets
hair.
Dolly. Mm-hmm. Like she's got this like classic look.
She does. She actually looks exactly like my friend Steven in a wig.
Oh. Okay, great.
Did a side by side. So yeah, shout out to Steven. But
holy shit, she does.
I did a side-by-side. You'll be shook.
Holy shit. She looks...
I'm just saying, have we ever seen them in the same room?
It just... Oh, wow.
I'm telling you, I did the side-by-side.
Oh, my God. Wait.
He's going to find out that he's related to Charlotte.
His Halloween costume next year.
Sort it out.
He looks exactly like her. They have the same exact eyes.
Yeah.
Holy shit. Anyway, we'll promo him on Instagram.
We will.
Like, this is Charlotte.
Yeah. I'm just saying, I haven't seen them in the same room together. So,
well, what's maybe soon
exposed?
Wow.
Steven is Charlotte.
Anyway, yeah. So, I mean, has she been canceled yet?
Yes. There's been one picture of her in a headdress from when she did a YMCA performance as the Village People like a decade ago. So that caused a slight stir on social.
Okay.
I don't think it was enough, though, to take over the power of Charlotte. I think she's going to overcome. She might need to do a Notes app apology, but I think she's going to get through this one.
You know, I think people were just looking for, like, a fun, just nice moment.
Yeah, this
on the
really
internet. Like, it was, like...
Briefly unified the internet.
Right? That's all people want now.
Yeah. We all stand Charlotte. We'll have to see. I don't know if this leads to actual opportunities. I mean, she'll book gigs for sure, but, like... I don't know. Maybe we'll get CA1 after all.
I mean, I feel like someone will book her to perform.
Yeah.
They should.
They should. Yeah, by now, like, I would feel like an Ellen call is just a day away to be Maybe. Like, you took the world by storm.
Yeah.
Here's your $10,000 check.
Right. It's also crazy because, like, who needs The Voice now?
Honestly.
Or, like, well, no, like, The Voice, the show.
No, I know.
Or, like, American Idol.
Yeah.
This girl got, like, what, the one video had, like, what, 40 million views or something mm-hmm. at this point? Like, holy shit.
I mean, those shows are only about the judges, as we talked about before.
Yeah.
Like, that's not even a...
So Charlotte, Twitter Idol.
Honestly.
Oh, God, I need to stop giving away free ideas in this podcast.
Yeah, Simon Cowell's going to hear that. Twitter Island Idol coming right up.
Yeah.
Twitter Island, Love Island is as Twitter.
That's a concept, too.
Look at gay Twitter.
Yeah. They've
all slept with each other.
Oomph.
Yep. Oomph Island.
Yeah.
Oomph meaning what?
Oomph is OOMF, one of my followers.
It took me forever to know what that was.
Same. I was always like, oomph.
Oomph.
Oomph did what? Who's oomph? And then I was like, oh, now I get it.
Oomph Island coming soon to Grindr.
Just be like, me and oomph. Like, what? Oomph Idol coming soon.
Yeah.
To Legends Only. Anyway.
That's a concept.
Well, oomph looks like Charlotte.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
Anyway.
So, we'll see what happens with her.
Yeah, we'll you know, keep you updated.
Stars on the Rise.
24/7 Charlotte Watch.
Seriously, because nothing's happening with the other
Rena.
One. Yeah,
we'll get to her.
Well, before we get to her,
yeah.
Speaking of queens that can sing, Miss
mm-hmm.
Kalejin Clarkson's at it again this week.
And it's funny, you know, God's timing is always right. We put out that episode. We talked about Kelly Oki. We talked about Robin. What do you know? Kelly covers Robin.
That was fighting for gay rights. And people were killed.
Yeah. Kelly Oki.
Kelly Oki. The Robin version of Dancing on My Own. Yeah. Some people didn't. I did like a little rant on Twitter. Some people don't know, but this singer in the UK, Calum Scott, he did the schmaltzy ballad version of
Dancing. What does schmaltzy mean?
Emotion
like cheesy?
Over oh, yes cheesy
okay. just say talk
just say talk
and
his version outsold, outcharted, outstreamed Robin's version by far. Like, it was an actual hit.
I've never heard it. I know it didn't really
even charted more here, but it wasn't really as big. But it's
wait
so
till,
much
like outsold the original, like the OG.
Oh yeah. Millions more views.
What?
Charted number two, I think, in the UK. It did so much better. I mean, granted, he's a gay, but...
Okay, then we stan.
We semi-stan. Because I still feel like that is appropriation of a legend.
Right.
And I feel like I would feel so guilty if I were him. Because I'm like, no, but the better song deserved the charting.
Right.
That's a weird position to be
in. Well, we've also talked about the Robin song, though, where it's like, it had waves of moments.
Yes.
So it, like, it didn't...
Yeah, only the gays had it in 2010, then a girl's moment.
Right, so she's outlived and outlasted.
Oh, yeah. It's just funny how a man has to take that song and do a ballad version, and then it's a hit, but it's fine. Anyway, so I complained.
We don't talk and support men on
this podcast.
We
don't support men.
Someone's going to try and cancel us for that.
Oh, for sure. So Kelly did the Robin version of it. Granted, it was like a little country twang to it, making it hers. We have to stand.
We do. Kelly Oki is just really killing it.
It's and gay rights.
It really is. Someone shared with me, I guess she was talking about how Kelly Oki happens, and she said that someone in the audience picks it the day before.
Oh, right.
So that means there's queens in that audience.
Well, you can
that
see
that are doing.
They freak out.
The world a service.
Yeah.
With like, their recommendations. Keep doing it. Keep it up.
With early episodes, she made somebody stand up and explain why they picked that song.
Oh.
I remember that now. I don't know that they keep that segment in.
I don't think so.
Yeah, but I remember she did that.
We need to go to California, go to a taping.
Yeah, for
and
sure.
And then when she's like, oh, and why do you want that song? And we can just be like, that was fighting for gay rights.
Right.
And people were killed.
Yeah. Excuse me, sir. Why did you pick Britney's Inside Out?
Ew, not me.
I know, you hate that song.
And then
so
I'll
much.
Be in the back being like, ew, no, it's pornographic.
You're such a prude.
I am.
I know. It's okay. It's good that we have that difference. So that was Kalliope fighting for gay rights. Speaking of Robins, we'll just use our same transition from last week.
Oh.
Yeah.
24/7.
R9 watch. There's nothing.
No news. I mean, honestly, we're going to have to cancel the segment because it's not delivering the views.
There's no ratings or views. Yeah.
The streams are low.
Yeah.
The clicks are not there.
She didn't even post. So the only thing that happened was it was her birthday. She didn't even post anything on her birthday, which is so badass.
Act the fool, girl.
I'm here.
Act the fool.
Don't come for me, Rihanna. Good luck booking my stage that I speak up.
Yeah, she is MIA.
Not to be confused with the legend.
No,
MIA.
Yeah. She is, yes. But we hope she had a great birthday, whatever she was doing. Staying away from
social. What does
social.
A legend do on their birthday?
Probably just like, you know, there's like a beachside something.
I was thinking about that actually recently.
Oh, going to the beach each?
Let's just get away? No, I don't do sun.
Okay, yeah.
I just bought new SPF this week, actually.
Oh, that's exciting.
Because I get sunburned when it's winter and it's overcast out. So, no. Not sponsored, but I just got this mineral
by SPF. The sun?
Yeah. No, by the SPF that I posted on my Instagram.
Oh.
I wasn't sponsored. Anyway, what was I talking about?
You were talking about...
I was thinking about birthdays because mine's coming up.
Yes.
And I was like, well, what do I want to do?
And what do you want to do?
I just want to sit on a couch in a comfortable living room and watch TV and have no one bother me.
So just here, right here?
No, but everyone's bothering me here.
Okay.
You know, there's construction going
on. That's true.
So we, like... Brad walked in and there was like sawing and like things dropping. And I was like,
what was that?
Yeah.
I just want peace and not peace of me.
Right.
So like, what does a legend do? Like Rihanna, like what is, she could do anything she wants.
You can rent a WeWork and just sit there.
You know, actually, I might.
I imagine you sitting what's her name? That actress who called out Azalea Banks and ended her.
That photo. Yeah. That meme, yeah.
Of her just sitting.
That's going to be me in a WeWork.
Yeah.
With like a keto cupcake. With like one, I was going to say crayon, but it's not a crayon. It's the other wax stick. What's it called? A candle. And it's just one candle because I don't want to recognize how many years it is.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, this isn't about me. This is about Rihanna.
Well, that's what Rihanna was doing.
Yeah.
She was sitting in a WeWork.
Not working, work, wah, mm-hmm. wah,
wah. Oh, yeah. No work to be done. You know what? I hope she's getting real recharged.
Cheers to her freaking birthday. Let's drink to that.
Yeah, yeah.
Justice for loud.
Yeah. You know what? She probably didn't post something so that her comments wouldn't just be, where's R9?
Oh, yeah. Her engagement is probably insane.
Oh, completely.
Because she clapped back at a few people. Now everyone wants her to scalp their wig.
That's what you get for being on social media in 2020.
It also reminds... I just feel like I like to say random things. remember in our group chat, which we've never talked about on this podcast, but do you remember when on Hillary Duff's Instagram, someone commented, new album, Bict, B-I-C-T-H? And we would just quote it all the time. We'd be like, new album, Bict. So now I feel like that's what everyone's doing. They're like, new album, Bict.
Yeah, absolutely.
On every Rihanna post.
Just harassing... her like crazy.
B-I-C-T-H. In that order.
That ends this segment.
Yeah. But we need another... a new 24/7 something watch. Because
it's 24/7 Charlotte watch, in my opinion.
We really thought we were doing something and that we were manifesting something and that it would be out by now.
Yeah.
And there would only be like a 6-week sprint of 24/7 R9 watch.
Mm-hmm.
And we could switch to something else. But no,
not yet.
Sorry, everyone. We tried.
We did.
Not our impact.
Not yet.
Well, yeah, whatever.
The term not yet still haunts me.
Oh, from Mariah?
No, from Brittany telling me not yet on that Skype call.
Oh, that's what you were thinking of. I was thinking of Mariah.
That too.
Oh, that's...
It's a loaded
term. Oh, that's right. There's many meanings.
Many meanings.
That's right. She did say not yet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you haven't listened to the 2012...
What year was that?
I think 2012.
Yeah, because it was X Factor, pre-X Factor.
Yeah, Go ahead and listen to what Brittany told me on Skype.
Yeah.
Still scarred.
That was so...
cool.
What word am I trying to use? I'm trying to be respectful. I'll just say this. The production quality was not there.
No.
So...
But you know who are there? Those two little girls.
Oh, yeah, that's right. They totally stole your thunder.
I can't compete with Sophia Grace. I never could.
I'll be your number one girl. That was a bop by Sophia Grace.
It really was. Where have we gone?
I feel like there was something else I wanted to say on that note.
Oh, no.
It was like an unrelated legend that I wanted to call out.
For not yet?
Yeah. Whatever. The cylinder stopped firing. Forget it.
The two brain cells stopped working.
The two brain cells literally stopped. I feel like it was something, an unrelated song that I wanted to bring up.
A not yet song?
No.
Oh, all right.
Whatever. It'll come to me later.
It will.
So that segment's over.
But another segment.
But there's another segment that has just begun. I think it's time for
High Fashion. So editorial.
Guys, this is awesome. This is a billboard. This is super high fashion.
Oh my God, that's so high fashion.
So high fashion.
Okay,
we don't need to do anything else on this podcast, but play that.
Okay, let me just say this. I like to have fun. And I feel like I really did that with that little segment.
Don't you have that on the soundboard?
Yeah, that's what I just did.
No, the fun.
Oh.
We're all gonna have fun.
I feel like that is that is the center of everything in this podcast. Is
yeah,
that
that's
one.
She's the OG.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, high fashion.
Mm-hmm. So editorial. this is a billboard. I think that's my favorite part. Like, I didn't even realize it until I rewatched it. And I was like, oh, this is a billboard. And I'm like, is it really? Like, do you know what you're saying?
In what country?
Yeah. Where is that going to be a billboard, sweetie?
Oh, God. There needs to be a season two just so that we can see that spread.
Oh, I know, right? Rebel Heart Beauty or whatever it was called. What was it?
Rebel Heart Beauty.
I don't know.
Madonna's shaking.
Something like, and then, oh, Gabby was also like, this is probably going to get like a million likes. And I'm like, it is now because we made a song and a segment. Anyway. So this is our new segment. She's got a theme song.
Yeah.
She's got a billboard. And I have a moment that I would like to call out.
Okay.
The Pussycat Dolls
did
a magazine spread for Flaunt.
Mm-hmm.
And they posted all the photos. They each got their own solo shoot. They posted on Instagram, Justice for Carmeet.
Right. Slaying it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I would say that photo shoot was truly, I reacted strongly to it.
Oh,
yeah.
Did you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They all looked great. I didn't read the interview yet. But
yeah,
I need
me neither.
To.
Yeah. I just saw the photos.
Yeah. They looked really high fashion, and I love the cover.
Yeah. I also just like their Instagram game.
Yeah, it's very kind of, strong.
Right?
I think so. They balance it... Ironically, they do a really good job of showcasing all of the girls all the time.
Yeah.
And then the music's just like Nicole, but you know what?
The sound mixer's not going to balance it out, but the Instagram will.
Whoever curates their Instagram, Melody, if you're doing that freelance, or
act the fool, girl.
I'm here.
Act the fool.
Oh, I can't. Leave her alone.
She's fine.
She better be getting those royalties when they do buttons on tour.
Honestly, she better get a cute check from that.
I'm excited to see what happens with that, actually.
The tour?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, is Nicole going to take the note? Someone's going to take the note.
The whale?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or they'll just drop it completely.
Or they'll do a hologram tour where she'll just pop up out of the sky.
I can't. There's still time.
There is time.
Anyway, but that was our high fashion moment of the week.
Yeah.
Did you have anything?
No. I would say that was...
Praying that I would get rid of this. let T. Kyle get rid of this.
There is nothing that I am least qualified for than judging fashion or editorial.
I went to the Fashion Institute of Technology.
Did
you know that?
Yes, you did.
Didn't learn a thing.
I exclusively wear gym clothes. It's like really not.
That's a that's called athleisure.
Athleisure, yeah.
I know that.
To be fair, I pretty much dress like Kim K, so I guess that's you know, fashion.
Skims. Skumus.
So skims.
So skimmy.
Yeah, that's pretty much what how I'm weighing in. I'm trying to think of anything that happened this.
That's nope. pretty much it
yep.
for me.
Yeah,
it's like the Pussycat Dolls. The only Instagram.
It's literally the funniest thing is it's literally Milan Fashion Week right now.
Oh,
this whole week, and we're like, nope, nothing fashionable. Yeah. Happened. I mean, yeah, there were some looks on those runways I covered for work, so I saw that there were some like high skirt. Crazy Marie Antoinette kind of things.
Why is there a fashion week every week?
I don't know. Who's got the time? Who's got the sewing?
It kits? Doesn't make sense. Why is there... I thought there was like... Well, is it based off of... I should know this. I went to FIT for 4 years.
T. Kyle There's... saying you went to FIT for 10 minutes straight.
Did you know? And I'm from Jersey. There's spring and fall.
Yes.
But is there also winter and summer?
Well, it's fall, winter, spring, summer.
So does everyone
right now,
have a week?
Right now it's fall winter.
It's why it's yeah, why they would show it be fall it for, winter.
They show
it's about
they
to be
show
spring.
The,
it doesn't make any sense.
They show spring summer in the fall and fall winter in the spring.
Okay.
And then they do resort, which is summer.
So the concept for fall is it's basically about spring.
Yes.
I don't get it.
They're very ahead of their time.
Okay, that's okay, got it. Interesting.
They have to let, you know, the Fashion Nova know which looks to scam basically 6 months in advance.
Oh, got it.
Yeah.
Okay, that makes sense.
There you go.
I just stan Christian Siriano.
Right.
I think he's one of the most talented designers ever.
He did it like 3 weeks. Yeah, because it was New York Fashion Week like two weeks ago.
So he's like the only fashion person that I follow.
Fair.
Mm-hmm.
Who needs anybody else?
I mean, his looks are stunning. So editorial.
So editorial. Yeah. I'm obsessed with us covering fashion and makeup every week. We are the premier, you know, tastemakers in those fields.
I think we know a decent amount.
We sure do.
We know enough to share.
That's true.
I feel like.
We do. Legends Only wear coming soon.
The Legends Only palette.
Yeah. Well, I actually want that.
I feel like it's not completely out of the range of something that could happen.
I would really... enjoy that.
Who we need to get, like, what's her name from Makeup Geek?
Oh,
it begins with an M.
What are you talking about? Marlene,
something like that. Marlena.
Marlena.
Yeah. Manny Mua, a Lunar Beauty collab.
You would like that.
I know would.
That you stan Manny.
Anyway, let's get off this subject. We're not qualified. Also, I just remember what I was going to talk about before.
Oh.
So, on the subject of new music.
Oh.
Before we get to new music, It was while we were talking about Kelly Clarkson. I just wanted to shout out an apology to Kelly because I slept on the song Broken and Beautiful from the Ugly Dolls soundtrack, which came out like a year ago.
They once played that at Rise.
I remember that.
Yeah.
And I was like, what the hell is this little like doll singing for? And then turns out there was this whole movie with like a bop from Kelly Clarkson on it. And I didn't know about it. It came on shuffle. And I was like, what is this jam?
Mm-hmm.
And I've been like shaking my tits to Broken and Beautiful.
That's beautiful.
For the past week.
That is broken and beautiful.
So I would just like to apologize to Kelly for sleeping on that song because it's not what she deserved.
There you go.
But also I feel like the video didn't help her.
No. Nope.
Like it should have been a shaking tits, not like a stuffed animal.
It was a stuffed animal movie. So that kind of... The concept of that was stuffed animals.
But one of my friends DM'd me and was like, oh, it's actually a really good movie. You should watch it.
Oh.
And
Ugly, I was like, Ugly Dolls?
Yeah.
Is it the first or is there a sequel? Or...
It's the first.
Okay.
But they've been around for a while.
Well,
Ugly
the
Dolls.
Other thing, we didn't talk about this, but she's also on the soundtrack of Trolls World Tour, which is the new Trolls movie.
Oh.
With Justin Timberlake's curating it. But it's literally like 500 people. There's like some country dudes. There's Mary J. Blige. There's... Red Velvet, the K-pop girl group. It's crazy. There's a lot of people on it.
Wait. Is it a movie called Trolls World Tour? Or are they taking... Okay.
Which... And I started writing up the whole post, assuming that it was like a live show experience.
Right,
and then
like,
I found out it was a movie.
Okay.
Yeah.
So when did they start singing?
I don't know.
I did not know that the Trolls were queens of pop.
I thought they just sat there with their hair or whatever. I did
not
know that
with
they
the
were...
With the gemstones in their belly buttons?
Right.
Do you remember those?
Oh, yeah.
I had Trolls.
We are Trolls.
I played with Trolls as a kid. And
so much you became one.
Deal with Trolls as an adult.
Fair.
Also, my hair kind of looks like a troll.
You know, if it gets high enough.
Do you see it? I see it. It's new. I got this new mousse, this volumizing mousse.
You have told me
I've been obsessed with the mousse.
Is it Trolls Mousse?
No. It's from Moroccan Oil, not sponsored. And I'm like,
not yet.
Oh, do you remember all the people that called me Jimmy Neutron? And yep. I'm like, yeah.
We'll lean into it.
It looks fucking good. It looks so cute. Anyway, I look like a troll.
Speaking of, this is, here's my niche moment of the day. Speaking of.
Would you like that to be a new segment with a theme song?
Yes, I would, actually. Speaking of new old music, the hero who runs Pop Activism, which I don't know if you know about this. There's this account called Pop Activism.
No.
And he emails labels demanding that they put old albums on streaming. He's working on Glitter right now for Mariah.
Oh.
But a lot of the time it's like my UK faves and stuff like that. The nichest thing. But Natalie Imbruglia's Come to Life from 2009 is now on streaming for US, including the song Want, which is one of my favorites. You can check that out now on streaming. But the bigger part of this is like this amazing person has, he's like freed up Danny Minogue albums and like all this stuff just because he pushes them to put them on streaming.
Huh.
You would think they'd do it themselves
and
care about their charts and sales.
Can you tell him to put Trouble from Britney?
Honestly, I know. We need the bonus tracks.
Quicksand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I should ask him about that situation because it's like iTunes exclusives or whatever they were. Like how...
Now put them on streaming.
Yeah. iTunes doesn't even exist anymore.
Yeah. No more toxic.
Yeah.
Release
no
the...
more toxic. Just Trouble.
Yeah.
So, yeah, if you haven't checked... Check him out. Pop Activism, I believe, is... Well, that's the name. If you search Pop Activism, you'll find him.
That's a cause I can get behind.
Oh, yeah. And every time it's a celebration. He's working on Emma Bunton's Free Me.
Thank you.
Right?
What's his name?
I don't know his name, but he's
Pop Activism.
I don't think so.
Oh, interesting.
Well, let me have a quick Pop Activism, Pop Music Activism. It's Pop_Activism. Getting record labels to put pop music up from yesterday online.
Okay.
He's got a request for him. He's in London.
Emma Bunton's solo album is mm-hmm. so good.
He's also working on, for me, Nicola from Girls Aloud solo stuff. He's just like doing the Lord's work every time. We'll keep you updated with what he unearths as...
I like that.
Yeah. So justice for many things.
Yeah. Free me.
Free me.
Free
Literally,
me.
Free it.
Onto the charts.
Yep.
All right. Well, in actual... New music news.
New music Friday news.
Yeah. We've got a couple songs.
Yeah, we have some selections for you. This was a great week for weirdo pop, in my opinion.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
So the first one that I'm going to shout out is by Purity Ring.
Which I did not know that you knew.
Oh.
Yeah.
I did know it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's amazing.
It was on my release radar. And I stan their old album.
Yes.
It's been a while.
2015. Another Eternity, I want to say, is the
begin
name.
Begin Again, Begin Again.
Begin Again is everything.
Ugh.
I'd also like to shout out Rudy on Instagram, who DM'd and was like, hey, this song is out now. And I hadn't listened yet. Because,
Stardew?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And sure enough, she was right. It's a bop.
It's so good.
I like that it sounds like kind of like drunk ethereal. Like it's very like hazy.
I mean, is it a group or is it just one part? I don't know who.
Two. It's okay. A duo. Yep.
So their music is very, like, spacey.
I think if you like churches and, like, the band, not the structure.
Or the new Galantis album, Church.
You're that. Yeah. You would definitely like this kind of vibe. So Justice for Purity Ring, their first music in 5 years. Give that a go. And then also, now this isn't as much weirdo pop, but there were some updates that we felt, or I felt we should shout out.
Yeah.
Selena Gomez decided that to honor her fans, the Selenators, when she went on the last album's tour, the revival tour, she performed the song called Feel Me. Stans doing what they do demanded it for 3 years until she was finally like, all right, shut up. So she put it on the vinyl edition of the new album,
Rare. Oh.
So this is now what a lot of our girls should be doing, which is putting unreleased and bonus and live only songs on streaming. And yeah, so if you're wondering why Selena Gomez randomly released a song, this is an old song and it does sound like a little dated. It sounds like revival era, called Feel Me.
Huh. I did not know the backstory.
Yeah. And now it's like, people are like, oh, this doesn't really sound like a single. It's not really meant to be.
Nothing sounds like a single anymore, that's though. True.
It's just like a little bonus for the fans.
What even is a single now?
That's just a concept.
Yeah.
It doesn't exist anymore. What's an EP? I don't know her.
Actually, can I ask a dumb question?
Yes.
What does EP stand for and what does LP stand for?
Long player and extended player. EP.
That's the same thing then. The EP is short.
Extended play is extended play, but it's but long player is longer than extended.
Okay, sure, great.
It is. It's long play is like a long tape, and then extended is a CD with a small amount of songs. Unqualified. It's usually unqualified to be considered an album because it has a minimum of 3 and a maximum of 6 tracks, and it's considered less expensive and time consuming to produce.
Cool.
I think it also has to do with like the old days of like the record flipping over, maybe. Wow.
Anyway, I don't know.
But now it's all like ridiculous because you can just tack on songs on Spotify. So,
well, speaking of tacking on songs, let's tack some more onto this list.
Yes. So, yes, I definitely need to dive into this. So, all the harmonizers, this is your time to shine. Allie Brooke Alizus.
She's an icon. She's a legend, and she is the moment.
Dead. You know what? Honestly, all of her solo songs have kind of banged. They're kind of hits.
This is a bop.
This is a bop.
It's an EDM bop.
She reunites with, not reunites, Afrojack comes out of the woods because Afrojack's been gone for a minute. Afrojack sort of was like, but he was like very much in pop. Like, I feel like he was having some moments. What was it?
Like more mainstream.
Was it like Takeover Control? Was that Afrojack?
I think so.
Oh.
There were a couple of mainstream moments.
There were. So I feel like it's maybe happening again. He's teamed up with Allie Brooke, Dancing with the Stars legend, and Meme Queen for a song that, yeah, it's great. And honestly, I kind of think she's pivoting toward that. Like, she's becoming a little...
It's not a bad place to pivot towards. Mm-mm. You all know how I feel about EDM, Queens of Pop. I thought Kelly Rowland should have done it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Commander era, When Love Takes Over, she mm-hmm. should have gone full, like, house diva.
That's true.
And we don't really have a house diva right now.
No, not so much.
Like, there's really not someone who's, like, known for being a house diva.
No. So.
So the.
Rise up, Allie Brooke.
Yeah.
This is your moment.
This is your time. It's. A genre, you know, there's a sound, you could do a whole album.
One of your bandmates is canceled. The other one can't seem to get a single past Motivation out. This is your time to shine.
Well, the other one's an icon and a legend. She, and like, oh, absolutely. X-Factor and Queen.
Oh, we didn't even talk about High Fashion Editorial. The Rolling Stone cover.
Yeah.
Normani, SZA, Megan Thee Stallion. That's a moment.
Sure is.
Love to see it. Yeah, no shades from Normani. I feel like it's just like a management / label situation where it's like, can we keep the ball rolling on this?
Right, with new music.
Yeah, because Motivation, I felt like that whole week everyone was in complete agreement that like this was the moment.
It was a moment.
Yeah,
still is a moment.
So like, let's keep it going.
Yeah,
come on now.
And like, even Pitchfork named the video like number 2 uh-huh. best video of the year. Uh-huh. Like, facts are facts.
Yeah, so we're just hoping
the song is it Oceans? Waves. Waves are in the ocean. That's what I meant.
Yep.
Underrated bop.
Yeah. Yep.
Dancing with a Stranger.
It's
all there.
Look at the material.
Should we just change this podcast to Normani as a legend?
Normani only.
And see if it like sticks.
Welcome back to Normani only.
Yeah. Right? We could do a little like deep dive into her. She's got enough.
She does.
We should. Anyway.
Allie, this is your time, though. get into that EDM world. Just dominate. Because I think it's working out for you.
There's an open spot for it.
There is.
I will say. Yeah, I'm ready for a house diva.
So check out All Night, Afrojack featuring Allie Brooke. I was obsessed with her song Higher before. I thought that was so good. And it was like kind of on TikTok a lot. And Lips Don't Lie. This is an Allie Brooke stan account. Sorry. Also, she was so nice to me every time we did an interview. I must have, during their reign, I must have interviewed them like 4 times at different like magazines / websites. And she would always like run up, give me like a kiss on the cheek and be like so sweet. I mean, they all really were. She's a sweetie. We have to stan. Ally. Ally the Ally. Yeah.
All stan. I'm in for this one. So yeah. If she keeps it up.
True.
And then that little meme of her with the dancing.
Oh my God.
We could literally put it to like all our house songs.
When somebody put that next to the Prince tribute at the Super Bowl.
That's right.
Lost it. So good.
That's a free idea for you, Allie, if you're listening.
Oh yeah.
Take that meme that everyone made of you.
Yeah.
And then put it on your Instagram story with your new House Diva Bop anthem.
Honestly.
And everyone will be like, oh my God. Or tweet it. You do something, own those make things. It a TikTok.
Yeah.
Own your memes.
Own your memes.
If you're a meme, own it. Take it, take your bops, put them over the meme, and tweet it.
Done.
Just
and
some
done.
Free advice.
Free marketing.
Consulting.
Tips. Yep. Yeah. T. Kyle marketing.
T. Kyle's consulting.
What else? So. So
she's got a point.
Yeah. Me at me.
Yeah. Two big ones also for me that I am loving, Grimes and Allie X. So Allie X, if you don't know her, she's Canadian. She's written like half of Troye Sivan's album, and she is an excellent singer-songwriter, and she made a excellent dark pop album.
Wait, which Troye album?
The latest one, the one...
With my.
Yeah.
Did she do that?
Yeah. I don't know if she was on that one specifically, but I'm going to find out because she's written with him extensively. She was on Bloom 17.
That's like the best one.
Yeah. She wrote The Good Side. Co-wrote. I should say co-wrote. But she's been on a bunch of these. Animal. I just think like she has consistently put out excellence in her music. Cape Cod it's called Cape God, not Cape Cod, is the name of the new one. Highly recommend it. Sarah Come Home is an amazing song from the album that was written as a joke because songwriter Sarah Hudson wasn't showing up to a session. So she was like, Sarah, come home. And then she decided to turn that into a song. She has like a lot of cool explanations for her music. Anyway, good like outsider pop. She opened for Marina. She opened for Who Am I?
That was an era.
So there's that. And then there's Grimes, our favorite cyborg fairy punk warrior weirdo, who also Canadian, has an album that I don't think I can pronounce properly. Miss Anthropocene. Anthropocene?
Anthropus.
Anthropus. Yeah. And that one is vaguely about global warming, that, according to her. But we stand the visuals. I stand the music. Really takes you there. She's a visual artist. She makes very immersive music.
Hmm.
And you can buy into the fantasy as much as you want. She says shit. That's the thing. She says shit to get the media crazy. And now, of course, if you don't know her, you probably know that she's dating the Tesla billionaire, Elon Musk.
That's all I know her from.
And so she's been around for quite a while before that, but now because of that, she was already like a weirdo, but now paired with this billionaire, it becomes this crazy narrative, and they're having a baby. She said that the internet memes about the baby, that they're predicting the name already, and the memes are like computer symbols and code, so I can only imagine. She said that the close people she's told the name of hate the name already, so God knows what that baby's name's gonna be. She did like it was either Nike or Adidas campaign where she gave her workout regimen, and it was like three paragraphs long, and it was clearly fake and over the top about like blue light therapy and 20 miles a day. It was so silly. I think Tyler Oakley did like attempted to do her regimen. I think that was one of his videos.
Oh, wait. Was it the one where he was like in that little thing?
Probably.
That little tent thing?
Yeah.
Okay. I think I saw that.
Anyway, great album. That's more moody, vibey. And then Allie X is more pop. So get into it. Those are my picks for my faves of New Music Friday. Oh, yeah. And I also want to shout, I don't know if you know that Jax Jones, like if you know him, like,
yeah.
He had that great song, You Don't Know Me, with Ray. Well, they're back together, along with Martin Solveig, did a song called Tequila. It is such a bop.
Instant. It is really good. I saw that you wrote this down in our notes, and I was like, what is this? And then I clicked it, and I was like, oh?
They just get it right every time. Ray just always... She's got... Actually, speaking of House Divas, she has a song with Jonas Blue that I stan. She has a song with Jax Jones. I'm a Ray stan hardcore.
Also, speaking of Jax Jones, his song All Day and Night.
Yeah, that's with Martin and Queen Madison Beer.
Mm-hmm. Very Jersey.
Yes. So I guess they have this sort of partnership now, Jax Jones and Martin Solveig. And Martin did like Hello and like that Dragonette Hello song and also MDNA. They came together, I think, as like a duo called Europa or something. They're making very Jersey music basically together. Very here for it.
I stan.
Because they did that song with Madison and now they're doing this one with Ray. And if you're looking for like fun club music, which doesn't happen anymore.
If you want to shake your tits.
If you just want to shake your tits.
We're all going to have fun.
Basically everything Jax Jones. I think that kind of wraps up my new music Friday. Oh, and the Weeknd song is really good.
Oh, yeah. I was kind of getting into that. I don't like the cover, though.
Too bloody.
It's
offensive.
It hurts me to look at.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
It's a visual, yeah. The Weeknd's After
Can you
Hours.
Is there like a thing you could turn off?
Oh, maybe.
I just don't want to see that.
I don't want to see that. I don't know.
But it did start playing on my release radar.
Oh, okay.
And I was kind of like, who is this? And I was like, oh.
After 2 minutes, it kind of kicks in with a beat.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's like, oh.
Yeah, I was into it.
I do stan The Weeknd, and I don't stan men, but he kind of gets a pass. So it was a good New Music Friday. Oh, the biggest thing. Which, what? I don't know if you listened to yet, Miss Dua Peep. Let me tell you something about that Dua Peep. First of all, she goes to gay clubs more than me in that early.
She's an icon. She's a legend. And she is the moment.
Miss Dua Peep popped up at Barracuda this week.
What?
She's literally like more than us in our early 20s. It's like
she's literally, yeah.
Do you have a job, Miss Dua? She
loved Barracuda.
Yeah. She loves the drag shows. So she went for that.
For their amateur night?
Yeah, I think Thursday.
Oh, I've had some moments there. That's fun.
Oh, yes. Haven't we all that we can recall? She finally put out the live in LA version of Don't Start Now, which I don't know if you've watched the video or heard it, but it is somehow it's a perfect song made even better. It's got like a 2-minute extended intro and then it's got a string breakdown. It's so good.
I need to get into it.
Yeah, just listen to it.
I mean, I'm into it, but like I need to get into this new version.
Yeah, it's basically just amped up a little bit. Her vocals are completely on point. You can really tell that she is a singer and she can sing this song. It's live, so you can hear the slight differences in her voice. Anyway, that's a little future nostalgia for you as we...
I mean, Dua's like on track to be the girl of 2020, I feel like.
Honestly, she is the moment.
She
literally
really is. She's delivering.
She is.
She's giving looks. She's...
This is super high fashion.
That's me every time I look at her Instagram.
Uh-huh.
And the songs are just great.
Mm-hmm.
And she doesn't have an attitude.
No, that's
like,
the
she's
best.
Just like...
She's so
calm
chill.
And
yeah.
Like just going through it and she's just slaying.
Yeah, so get into all of those things. Oh, we got to update our playlist. Then you can just listen to all of it.
Oh, yeah, I know.
I'll get to it. But yeah, that was a pretty action-packed New Music Friday.
Sure was. What a week.
What a week. What a time to be alive.
And then also happening this week, just a side note, which I'm kind of excited to see, Galantis is doing a concert on YouTube on the 26th, but it's all 3D, so it's like they look like little Xbox avatars.
Wait, do you have glasses for it?
No, it's like a 3D concert.
Oh.
And you just join and watch. I think it's just going to be like what Marshmello did in Fortnite. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
It's like you could fly down and then like there was a concert venue. But this is just a digital tour. So I'm excited to see it because I love the album. And so hopefully they'll play Stella in their little 3D forms. Also, I learned that those animals are called sea foxes.
Oh, yeah. The sea fox.
Yeah. So I'm excited to see that because it's like, you know, it's something new.
This actually sounds like the perfect concert experience for you.
Yeah, you don't have to go anywhere.
You don't have to be surrounded by people. You can wear neon at home and listen to Stella live.
Uh-huh. Hopefully they play it.
Yeah.
I think it'll be cool, though.
Yeah.
Because I think it's something more people could do. Like, other artists could do, like...
Definitely. Yeah.
A live stream that's, like, in VR or something. I don't know.
I haven't been to
it's
a live
future.
Show in a minute.
Future nostalgia.
Mm-hmm.
But that's all for this week.
That's all y'all need.
Just end on that note.
Well, we thank you guys once again for tuning in for another episode of Legends Only. You can find us on social media at legendsonly_pod
mm-hmm.
on Instagram and Twitter. And our Patreon, patreon.com/legendsonly. We do have something coming up.
We have a bonus episode, and then I'm digging into the archives of the Britney podcast, and I'm going to resurface our first ever recording that I think we did in like July of 2018.
That was actually our first time.
Yeah.
So you can hear how far we have not progressed since then.
Yeah, well, I'll edit it down so it's not all silence. But right. Like, it was just awkward being here and be like, yeah. But it's us debating what the top 10 Britney songs are.
Right.
It's actually pretty good. I need to dig that out of the archives.
So that'll be coming soon on Patreon. Yeah. And yeah, so have a wonderful week.
Oh, God, kill me.
No, we need to give them positive energy.
Yes, positive energy, everyone. We'll get through it together.
We will. Better together. Just like Allie Brooke and Fifth Harmony. R.I.P.
All right, everyone. Have a great week. And we will see you soon. Basically, me opening up my iCal.
It's going to be so bad.
Oh, say prayers. Oh,
prayers, thoughts, and prayers.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.